Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 57. It is Thursday. I'm back to Thursday. Thank you very much. September 29th. Happy Rosh Hashanah to all of you. My children are home today from school because of Rosh Hashanah. There are just a lot of Jewish kids at our school, and the school, I think, very nicely takes the day off so that people who are observant may observe. Anyway, this is going to be a very short introduction because I need to get this posted. I can't do it tonight. Got book group tonight. And for book group this time, we read The Professor and the Housekeeper. Couldn't tell you the author, but a really wonderful book. And I have started reading another book that's really interesting called The Emperor of Maladies, A Biography of Cancer. Also fascinating. Just started it and I'm about 50 pages in. Really interesting stuff. So that's my reading update. I want to say thank you to everyone who commented on episode 56 as well as the non-episode that was last week. Last week just kind of, it got away from me is what happened. I talk about it a little bit in one of the quilt diaries. There's about 85 quilt diaries this time. Don't know why. Anyway, thanks to those of you who commented on the non-episode, including Kelly the Fifth, Heather, Kristen, Jane, not my mom, but Jane from Things That Are Not Perfect.blogspot.com. Go to Jane DeLorenzo, one of my favorite Janes. Noni, who's definitely my favorite Noni, and Sandy Manya. Thank you, Sandy V. And I also want to thank those of you who commented on the episode number 56. And that would include Claudia, Barb, Carol, Sandy Vanya again. I'm saying Vanya. I think I've come up with a couple of different ways to say Sandy V's name. Kristen again, thank you. Hello, Jay. Kelly the Fifth, Celia, Valerie, Noni. And let's see if someone came over to my Podbean site. And I think that would be Gloria, Sherry D, and Jen. Thank you so much, everyone, for taking the time to comment. If you'd like to share a comment on this episode, you can go to my WordPress site, which is theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, or you can go to Podbean, and that is offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or you can email me at fdowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, at mindspring.com. It's great to hear from you. I love getting your comments and your emails. Thank you so much. Okay, so now I think we're going to go on with the show right from here. Hope you enjoy it. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Friday, September 16th, 2011. I'm sitting here at my table, at my sewing table. No, this is the dining room table, which is not actually the same as my sewing table. It's my cutting table and at Christmas time, my dinner table. Been working on the Peace and Plenty block from the Farmer's Wife book, and it's fun. A lot of half square triangles. You know, I've been pondering the phrase half square triangle. I mean, aren't all triangles half squares, but I guess they're not. I guess there's some kind of funky triangles that if you doubled them, they wouldn't make a square. Is that true? I mean, do all triangles, I guess they're like not all 90 degrees. So, hey, no. Okay, I've just explained something to myself. Pay no attention. Go about your business. Okay, so anyway, doing the half square triangles, doing them by using the method I used for Will's quilt, Stormy Weather, which is laying two strips of fabric together, right side in, pressing them. In my case, using lots of starch because that is now one of my new tools in my toolbox for getting a little more accurate with my piecing and cutting and all of that. And then using my Fons and Porter OmniGrid triangle ruler or slippery grid triangle ruler, whatever we want to call it, and using that to cut triangles and then sewing them together along the long line and then ironing them apart. And for the Peace and Plenty block, I've needed 16 half square triangles. I have probably in the course of this evening made about 30, but I'm not shooting for perfection. My friend Jay is concerned that
I will stop having fun if I get too overly concerned with perfection. That's not what I'm shooting for. I'm just shooting for doing better. And it is fun for me to try to do this. You know, it's like it's a problem I'm trying to solve. And I like trying to solve problems. I like doing puzzles. And this in some ways is a puzzle. How can I get so that my half square triangles and my squares that I form out of my half square triangles are actually pretty dang close to the dimensions they're supposed to be. These are 2-inch squares. And by the way, I actually wasn't supposed to make 2-inch squares. I was supposed to make 1.5-inch squares, I think, but did that not quite right, which is okay. It's okay. I'm fine. I'm making a potholder. This is not for a quilt. But, you know, I'm using the 1/4-inch foot on the Bernina. It's an elegant foot, much more elegant than the one on the Kenmore. But I think even with such a fine, elegant, graceful foot as the Bernina 1/4-inch foot, you still have to be careful about not pushing the fabric too far in or bunching it up against the guard or any of those things. And that's, I think, what I was doing that was keeping some of my squares from being all they could be. So that just took practice. And now I'm looking at my little squares and I'm very happy. I'm not going to sew anything more together because it's almost 11. It's a little too late for machine sewing for me. I might go do some hand sewing and watch a little TV with the man. But enough machine sewing for the night. But I'm pleased with them. I should tell you, I have a minuscule stash, but I do have some fabric, and I have some fabric. I don't know why I bought it. I think I've told you about the fact that, you know, at some point last year, maybe last spring, I thought I'm going to build a stash, and I went online and probably bought about $50 worth of fabric, and this one of the fabrics, it's a motif fabric. It's anchors. No, it's not anchors. It's what would you call the thing you use to steer a ship? You know, those big wooden, yeah. Anyway, it's red, white, and blue, or really cream, white, and blue. I don't know why I bought it. And then I have some kind of brick red, very orangey red fabric with ladybugs and various polka dots. Don't know why I bought that either. But, you know, the reds in the fabrics match each other, so I thought, well, I will use these, and you know what? It worked, and that's good. So this is another thing I'm trying to do, is use my potholder, the great potholder experience of Pot 11, to also play with fabrics and colors, and use fabrics. I'm actually looking at fabrics like, oh, I don't know, I don't really like this fabric, but then that will make it for me a candidate for the potholder. Not that I want to have potholders I hate to look at, but I think that when you're looking at a big swath of fabric, you know, you're sitting there looking at a 1/4 yard of it, you're not always, or I'm not always, seeing the possibilities for smaller cuts that really can change the fabric. So I'm actually pleased with these fabrics together, and they make more sense smaller, if you know what I mean. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. It's been a fun evening. I've been listening to Hip to Be a Square and watching The Quilt Show. Subscribe to The Quilt Show. Decided to do that. Lots of fun. I just love Ricky and Alex. I just think they're lovely. And so decided to go with that, have gone with that, and I'm enjoying my choice. So that's it for now. More soon. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Saturday, September 24th. It's weird. By the time you listen to this, you will know that I didn't post this week, which to you, by the time you listen to it, will be last week. I'm very mixed up in my head about time right now. But anyway, this week, the week in which I'm actually speaking into the microphone, it's just been a weird week. Not bad for me, although the allergies are starting to kind of get on my nerves. But, you know, we've got a friend in the hospital right now who's like fighting graft versus host disease because he had a bone marrow transplant because he had a really rare and often quite fatal form of leukemia. So allergies, not so bad. Don't want to complain, but they kind of have sapped my strength a little bit. I'm waiting for fall again. We had this beautiful fall-like weekend last weekend, and this weekend it's like 85 and it's raining and there are mushrooms growing everywhere. Not that I ever complain about the weather. Anyway, so strange weekend, a little bit of a draining week. I did a school visit on Monday, which is always fun and good, but that's all I can do when I do school visits. That's it. And I've had a friend who's just in
crisis right now, and it's hard because she doesn't want help. She's just really down, really down. And so another friend and I have been like trying to figure out how to help her, and that's very draining too. I mean, that's what you do as a friend, but it takes a lot out of you when you have someone in your life who's in a lot of pain, and it's very hard to figure out what to do for her. So that's been going on, and a lot of writing has been going on, so that's good, but not a lot of quilting. Until today, I am finally sitting down with stormy weather and quilting, although I think I'm going back to the drawing board. I haven't been able to decide what to do, and I finally kind of came up with sort of a clamshell pattern, which I've hand quilted before on a really small wall piece, but have never done with a machine. The funny thing is I have been, up until right now, feeling fairly confident about myself as a machine quilter. I mean, not anything beyond a beginner, but confident nonetheless that I could handle it and could do something beyond stippling, certainly beyond stitching the ditch, or even an echo pattern. And so I thought I would try to do this clamshell pattern, which is sort of, you know, imagine doing... You know what, I probably know what I'm talking about, and I don't even know if clamshell, it's more like rainbows, just the four lines curved around, and then lines growing out of those lines, growing, and so on and so forth. And I thought that would be fairly easy, but you know, it's not turned out to be that easy to do it without drawn lines to go over. And so then I drew lines, and those are actually not always easy to go over. Some of it is just practicing and getting in the habit. And I did draw lines. I did work in my sketchbook and drew out the pattern for a while. But still, it takes a little time to translate that into your brain through your sewing machine. So I think that that's just a matter of time. But also, this quilt, which is very, it's blue and white. You may have seen the pictures on the website, on the blog. It's blue and white, and so I thought I would quilt it with white thread, but now I'm thinking I won't. I think I might quilt the stars, the white stars, with white thread, and then use a dark blue for the blue, for the rest of it, because I've one block using white thread, and I don't really like it. I'm going to let it sit for a day. I think I'm going to do one block with blue thread and look at that too, and just let them sit overnight and see how I feel about it. But there's something about the white on the blue that's not working for me very well. I'm not sure why that is, and I have to remind myself, of course, once you wash the quilt, then the quilt fluffs up a little bit, you won't see it so much. But I think it's enough that I'm just not sure. So I'm going to experiment a little bit more, try some blue thread. I don't want to do blue on the white stars, I don't think. Maybe I'll try one that way. I mean, the great thing is, you know, although it takes forever to rip the stitches out, you can rip the stitches out. And, you don't want to do that too often because you can sort of wear the fabric a little bit. But you can do it a couple times and it'll all come out in the wash and be fine. So that's where I am quilting-wise. I am experimenting. I did actually experiment too on a couple pot holders, and now I have to do the binding on the pot holders, and Lord knows when I will ever get around to that. And I do have a new block I'm going to start with Jay, the Lemoyne star, and I'm actually looking forward to trying that. It looks a little bit difficult, but I'm up for the challenge. But also I think I mentioned last week or the week before that I gotten some new colors at Thimble Pleasures, some solids, and so I'm looking forward to using them. And I will say, I'm sitting here looking at my design wall right now, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, kind of 6.5 blocks up there, and one of those includes the Dresden plate, which I've not finished sewing, and one includes, the half one is the pinwheels, and I'm revising the pinwheels. The pinwheels themselves, those squares, I am keeping, but then the alternate squares I want to change. Anyway, looking at it all, there is a lot of pink, but I don't know. It's kind of cool and funky at the same time. So I've been talking about revising it, and I probably will. I am revising. Obviously, I'm revising the pinwheels, and I may do a little bit more revising, but at the same time, I'm deciding just not to worry too much about the pink stuff, that I think it's all going to work out fine. The other thing I wanted to tell you is it's quilty, but it's more abstract quilty than actual, here's the projects I'm working on. I have been having fun tearing pictures out of magazines. One of the things that I've been thinking about is color. I feel like I'm need to learn more about color, and I think that's just practice, and it's also looking. And I had the idea, what do I subscribe to? I subscribe to Country Living and House Beautiful, although I have let my House Beautiful subscription lapse just recently. It's a lovely magazine, but its aesthetic is so different from my own than other than matters of color. It's like there's no design stuff that I take away from it because the houses and rooms that are showcased in it are just, it's not, you know, I love them. They're quite beautiful, but at the same time, they're not me, and they don't appeal to me as sort of, here's a place that I would like to live. They appeal to me like, this is a nice little museum set we've got here. I wonder who lives like this and why is their house so clean? I do like Country Living very much, and I pick up Martha Stewart Living from time to time. I probably should subscribe. I think I probably pick it up frequently enough to subscribe. And when I was going to splurge, I pick up the UK Country Living, which is fabulous. So funny, though. It's always sunny in their pictures. And from what my UK friends tell me, that's not actually like it over there. I know some of you are listening in the UK. Is it always sunny, like Country Living UK? Is there something like a secret, like Iceland, which is supposed to be actually quite beautiful, and they just called it Iceland because they didn't want anyone else to show up? Well, anyway, so I've been going through these magazines just as I've been preparing to recycle them and pulling out a lot of ads really more than content or pictorial content for colors. And also not just for colors I like, but as a way of looking at how colors are placed together and how and design. I mean, because these people who do the ads are amazing. You know, they're really artists and they've just sold out their talent, and that's how that goes. But nonetheless, they know what they're doing, and it's really interesting to look and see how they put their colors together and shapes and all of that. And so I've decided to do that. It makes me feel like I'm getting a little extra bang for my magazine buck because I'm saving the pictures and putting them in my quilt notebook so I can look at them. And also, I really like looking at these pictures. I love leafing through magazines, and by actually saving some of the pictures, I feel a little bit like, boy, I can just look at them all the time if I want, which I don't really want to do that. So I just thought I would share to you my fabulous new project of ripping pages out of magazines. You ought to try it. All right, I think that's going to be it for right now, and I hope that I'll have one more quilt diary before next Thursday, in which I tell you I have accomplished amazing feats of quilting on Will's quilt on stormy weather. I really hope so. I hope I get this figured out. It's stymied me. It really has. I think that's, I just haven't been sure what direction to go, and so I've done nothing. I've been stymied. The stymie quilt. Maybe that's stymie weather. Stymied weather. I'll think about that. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 3. It's Sunday, September 25th. I'm sitting here asking you questions. And my name is... This is very brief. I want to tell you I've come to a decision. I am going to quilt the blue parts of Stormy Weather with blue thread and the white stars, the four-pointed white stars, with white. Now, I started working on the blue parts last night. I did have some blue thread of an unknown, what would you say? I want to say Providence. I don't think that's the right word, but maybe it is. Anyway, I don't know what it is, and I don't like it. The only clue I have is it says silky on it. That's it. Who makes silky thread? It seems thick to me, and I don't like it. So I'm going to, at some point, go to Thimble Pleasures and get some blue thread that I like, preferably Aurifil, which I like working with very much. And between now and then, I will be picking out a lot of stitches. I have picked out a lot of stitches. I really need to make some sandwich squares and practice. You know, here's the thing. I have now machine quilted many quilts, but I've not done anything particularly difficult. I've stippled. I've done echo quilting. And I did the spirals, the square spirals on the Shoe Fly Pie. None of that was too hard. What I'm doing right now, I don't think is hard, making these kind of clamshells or rainbows or whatever you want to call them. But it's hard. I'm not as good at it as I thought I would be. I thought it'd be fairly easy to do. And I'm realizing it's not hard, but there's something to it. And I need to do some more drawing and some more practice, or else I'm going to spend really the next 6 months picking out stitches, which, you know, it's okay. If you were getting paid to do it, you wouldn't mind. But doing it for free is kind of a drag. So that is where I am on that. I do think I'm going to do a little practicing, maybe go ahead and do some work on my, is it Lemoine star, whatever star I might or might not have mentioned earlier that I'm doing with Jay. And then the other thing I'll have to decide, since I'm really starting over after a lot of futile quilting yesterday on stormy weather, is I haven't gotten a quilting foot or an embroidery foot for the Bernina. And maybe I should go ahead and get that and then go ahead and quilt this on the Bernina. I don't know what happened to last week. I really don't. But I think I had, at that time, decided that I just didn't want to wait around to have to order a foot if I had to order a foot, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was going to quilt this on my Kenmore. But now I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll go to Thimble Pleasures tomorrow, and they're going to have the foot that I need because they are a Bernina dealer. And I could come home and start quilting away with that. We'll see. That might happen. Practice. I need to practice or else I'm going to waste a lot of time. I can just tell. All right, that's it for now. More soon. Quilt Diary, Day 4, Monday, September 26th. Did I get all of that right all at once? 2011? My name's Frances. That's good. Just wanted to tell you, this will be very short. I'm sitting in front of the Bernina, which now has a darning foot. Yes, it does. I went to Thimble Pleasures today to get some blue thread, and they had the darning foot. I was really lucky, I have to tell you, because I went over to where they had all the feet, and I knew I needed darning foot number 9. And I had remembered reading something online, or foot number 9, which is the darning foot, that they had new versions and old versions, and with the 1230, you need an old version. But for some reason, I thought that what I was getting was the old version, or maybe that there were some feet that worked for both, which is not at all what I read earlier, but my mind just got tangled up. So when I went up to pay for it, I wanted to ask was, could I use the Bernina darning foot like I would the Kenmore darning foot to free motion quilt? But I prefaced it by saying, well, my mom just gave me her old Bernina. It's a 1230. And what I wondered, and the woman looked down at the foot I had picked up and said, oh, this is the wrong version. We have the new version, and then in the back we keep what we call the classic Coke version of the feet. And so that was good, not only because I would have been really frustrated when I got home, but also it costs like $4 less than the new version. Yay! So I think, my friends, I am going to try quilting this quilt on the Bernina. But what I also have in front of me are 7 little sandwich quilts, and I'm going to practice my quilting first because I can't tell you, I spent 2 hours last night picking out blue thread from blue fabric and my friends, but my jaw hurt by the time I was done. I was like bent over like, you know, 100-year-old lady with really bad arthritis. I'm like, I do not, and I'm not done. I'm not done. So I thought I really just am going to do some practicing because I don't want to spend many more hours picking out stitches. That was a drag. Anyway, so it may take a little longer to get Will's quilt quilted, but I think I'll do a better job. I think I've got my plan in place, and I do think I'm going to use the Bernina, so that's kind of fun. That's what I want to tell you, other than, you know, something I've been meaning to say for months and months, at least a couple months. A few months ago, I think, Noni mentioned a podcast she liked, which was The History Chicks. And I thought, well, I like history. I'll listen to that. It is really a fun podcast, and I don't think I've said that. So if you have any interest in history, they do a great job. It's 2 teachers. They sound like they're young women, maybe in their late 20s, 30s. And they are fun and informative, and they mostly, I think, that the historic figures they're talking about are women. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. If you have an interest in history, they're fun. They're fun to. I sometimes listen to it while I'm walking in the morning.
So I just have been meaning to say thanks, Noni, for the recommendation, and to further Noni's recommendation that you give the History Chicks podcast a listen. So that's all I'm going to say for now. I might be moved later to say more, or I might not. I mean, later this evening, I'm sure I'll talk a little bit before I post this. Hey, I'm inserting something. I went on for a long time about this whole thing that wasn't really relevant, so I cut it out. But then there wasn't a good transition. So this is your transition from this part to the next part. I hope you enjoyed it. Quilt Diary. I have lost total count of what day it is. It might be day 5. It is Wednesday, September 28th. I just stepped out onto the porch so you could hear the crickets. And like the minute I stepped out, the air conditioning went on. So sorry about that. I hope you might be able to hear the crickets and the cicadas behind me anyway. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Don't really have a lot to report. I just wanted to wrap things up and get this posted tomorrow. I just took pictures of my potholders. That's really all I have to take pictures of. I put each one on a lampshade, under which is covering a lit lamp. I don't know. It's very artsy. You're going to be really impressed with my pictures of my pot. I just like to have some visuals. I think it draws people to me. Speaking of drawing people to me, if you are on Facebook, I, in quotes, the man, has just put up an author page for me. Frances O'Rourke Dowell, author. So if you want to come be my friend, come be my friend. I think I have 32 friends so far. I want a million. So please come help. O'Rourke is O'Rourk. That's me, Frances O'Rourke Dowell, author. So anyway, and some of you already have. Thank you very much. I like having friends. I've been a little more active on Facebook as a result of putting up the author page and then going on. I've had my own Facebook page for a while now, but I've never been active. And then the last few months, I've been like reading it more and clicking like on stuff, so I've been active that way. And now I actually, every once in a while, will give a little update on what I'm doing. And, you know, it's kind of fun because people respond. And, you know, it's a, man, you can waste some time, though. I'm going to have to be careful. I understand the lure of it because, you know, it's just kind of neat to put something out in the world very quickly and get quick responses. It's a time suck is what it is, quite frankly. Anyway, I am working on Will's quilt. Spending a lot of time still ripping out stitches from the quilting that I decided I didn't like. But I have made a little bit of progress. It's not anybody's idea of beautiful quilting. It's fine, and I think the quilt will look nice. I mean, I don't think my main goal at this point is to not ruin the quilt with the quilting, and I don't think I'm going to do that. I do feel it's interesting. Leah Day says you ought to practice your free motion quilting 30 minutes a day. I think Harriet, what's her face, heirloom quilting Harriet, says the same thing. And I'm not doing that. And so I just don't have the skill set to do quite what I want to do. I mean, fortunately, a lot of quilting just looks good. There's not much you have to do to make it look good. Just try not to mess it up too much. So that's my goal, trying to be sort of unobtrusive with my quilting, but try something a little different than what I've done before. Always one of my goals. I'm telling my quilt university class starts, I think, tomorrow or Friday. So I'm kind of excited about that. And I'll tell you more about it as I go along. But let me go ahead and finish this up. We're right about at the 30-minute mark, and I still have to do an introduction. I'll try to keep that short, too. Anyway, thanks so much for listening and just for being you. Thanks for being you. It's been fun talking to you and knowing that as I talk here on my porch, and my neighbors are wondering what the heck I'm doing, that at some point you will be listening to me hopefully as you're doing something fun or at least not suffering. Don't suffer. I don't want you to suffer. Not even for your art. All right, now I'm officially rambling. Time to go. Have a great week. I will be back next week. Bye.